I gave 4 rounds to Poirier and 1 round to Holloway. Now, I know Khabib said it was a draw, from what I understand. I didn't hear his comments, but I saw a headline, Khabib saying it's a draw. I'm going to have to disagree. I really felt Holloway did some good work, and some of the rounds were close. However, At a minimum, I give 3 rounds to Poirier. I give 4 rounds to Poirier. Okay, I give 4 rounds to Poirier. Maybe one of those rounds was a draw. I give round 3 to Holloway. For me, round 3 was a Holloway round. However, at the most generous I can be, I would have given max 2 rounds. Okay, so for me, there was a definite winner. It was Dustin Poirier. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not saying it wasn't a close fight. Okay, it was a back and forth fight, but there was a clear winner. One of those two men won 4 rounds. At the very least, Poirier won 3. That's just how I saw the fight. Now, I've watched it one time, and then I kind of skimmed through a few of the rounds, and I felt that, look, Poirier won at least 3 rounds. Okay, so I want to hear what you guys have to say. I really want to hear. 100% Poirier 4-1. That's from Rob Jeffrey. But a draw, no way. That's from Verdam. From what I understand, listen, I don't want to quote Khabib too much, because I just saw a headline, and headlines can be very misleading. So please, if I got that wrong, correct me here. But I did see that he had posted a tweet, and they were quoting his tweet and saying that he thought it was a draw. I had a 3-2 Poirier. That's from Priam. Priam, what rounds did you give to Holloway? I gave round 3. What other round did you give to Holloway? Why was Max's defense so bad for Ross? That's from Sam. Sam, I had the same feeling. I thought Holloway could have won that fight. I think both men could win that fight. Here's how I see a fight. Okay, so let me make my comments as clear as possible. There is material. Okay, first of all, we have to look at the material. So let's look at chess. Okay, let's say me and you are playing a chess game. It's me versus you. Now, coach is going to beat you, right? Why? I'll tell you why coach is going to beat you. I got all my pieces, and you only have a king and a pawn. Okay, I have more material than you do. That's how we're going to play. We're going to play. I'm taking away all your pieces, except I'm going to give you your king. You have to have the king, and I'm going to give you one pawn. Now, you're a chess champion. You're the best chess player in history. I'm just an average chess player. I'm like a Joe Blow chess player. I play once a week. Guess what? I'm going to beat you. Why? I have more of everything than you. You cannot beat me. Like, the odds of you beating me are astronomically small. Like, I'd have to purposely lose. I would have to purposely lose. Okay? When a fighter goes into a fight, if he has better boxing, if he has better grappling, if he has better wrestling, he has better kicks, he has better knees, he has better conditioning, he has better everything, significantly better, the strategy doesn't matter. The guy with less, he can have the best strategy in the world. It doesn't matter. You need that material. Okay. So going into this fight, I thought the material was quite even on both sides. Now, I had pros and cons for both fighters. However, when you have equal amounts of material, let's say you have all your chess pieces, I have all my chess pieces. Now it all comes down to tactical. It all comes down to how we play the game. I feel that both of them have really good striking. I feel that both of them have really good grappling. I feel that both of them have really good conditioning. And I don't believe it's equal on all. Okay, I believe that there's some advantages, but they're still fairly equal. I felt that this fight could have been 50-50, could have been a seesaw battle. I really couldn't make up my mind. So many people kept asking me, you know, who do you think is going to win? I just couldn't make up my mind. And the last minute, you know what? I just threw, like, I just said, look, let me just pick Holloway, because I just can't make up my mind. However, I feel that strategically, Poirier fought smart and Holloway fought with his heart. Holloway fought blood and guts. He fought with his heart. And so did Poirier. Poirier fought with heart and brains. Heart and brains. He was just more strategic than Holloway. He was more strategic. He was playing the game, whereas Holloway was trying to win with pure heart and grit and will. And I thought it was a poor choice. I thought he could have done better. He forgot to move his feet. He forgot to move his head. He forgot to parry. He forgot all these things. Why? Because he was egging on. He was too busy egging on Poirier to hit him. And Poirier was more than willing to hit him. He was more than willing to hit him, and he landed the more powerful strikes, the cleaner strikes. And Poirier was more defensively responsible. Let's just be honest. At the end of the day, Holloway was defensively irresponsible. And I love the guy. I admire him as a fighter. I think he's one of the greats. He's going to go into the Hall of Fame. You know, the man is a brilliant fighter. He just, in my opinion, he got too much in the heat of the battle. And it happens. It happens to the best of fighters. I'm not going to say that... I'm not trying to critique him here, okay? The guy's a brilliant man. He's a brilliant fighter. He will be world champ. He's still world champion, and he may be world champion at 155. Again, he may come back to sweep the division. Who knows? That remains to be seen, okay? But he's still a candidate. And he's still the featherweight world champion. Let's not forget that, okay? So the man's a brilliant fighter. However, Dustin was strategically superior. Materialistically speaking, like I was talking about earlier, I feel that Holloway belongs there in that world title fight. He belongs there. He has the durability. He has the technique. His kickboxing is excellent. He was just irresponsible that night. And I think that a lot of us would see it that way. A lot of the coaches and fighters out there watching the fight, I think may have the same feelings. Dustin was not being so strategic as he was stronger and was bullying his way through Max. That's from Mumshell. Mumshell, you know, I'd have to disagree. I would have to disagree. Just because he got hit doesn't mean he was irresponsible. I thought he balanced offense and defense very responsibly. And I would have to differ. You know, if you can give me a concrete example of why you think that, I'd be more than happy to. I felt that Holloway was getting hit by the same shots and not adjusting. He's just not adjusting. And he didn't really kick too much. You know, I just feel like he was boxing with a really good boxer where he should have been kicking and kneeing and elbowing, and he should have been, kicking the legs. I felt that Poirier was kicking more. You know, I just felt that he had to mix it up more. Use his other tools. Dustin showed a fantastic defense. That's from Jay. Jay, I would have to agree. You know, he showed a very intelligent and seasoned defense. Yes, I would have to agree with you. I think Max doesn't ever excel at 155. That's possible, Wands. We're going to have to wait and see. I think he's maturing as a fighter, and he might go back and look at that fight and make adjustments. You know, he's a smart kid. We're going to have to wait and see. I think it's still too early to say. What do you think of Dustin's shoulder roll from Southpaw, Paragon of Growth? I think that's an excellent maneuver, and it worked well for him. You know, in round one, Dustin hurt Holloway. Then Holloway hurt him right back with a nice check hook. And then Dustin kind of rolled with the shoulder. And I think that saved Dustin a little bit. It saved him some damage. And I won't say I'm not saying he was going to get finished, but it saved him some damage. And I gave him round one. I gave Dustin round one because he came back again to hurt Holloway. However, if he wasn't rolling like that and Holloway got the ball rolling on his side, you know, it could have been a problem. However, Dustin was smart. He got out of trouble. He recalculated his position. You know, he got off the fence. He rolled. He got off the fence, went back to the center, and put in some good work. And, you know, that's some great fighting. How did Dustin get in on Max? Dustin, that's from Dustin Levanto. Well, he did a variety of counter punches. You know, he had some very nice counter punches. And I felt that Max was telegraphing quite a bit that night. Max looks small in there. That's from Mercy. I didn't feel he looked small. You know, you guys tell me, but I felt that they were of even size. We'll see. You know, we'll have to wait and see. Can Max go back down to featherweight? Let's see. If he can't go back down to featherweight, in my opinion, he's a natural 55er now. You know, he's grown into 155. If he does go back and performs really well, maybe he's undersized and it was just an illusion. You know, maybe he is a 145er. I don't know. I feel like now he's grown into 155. We'll have to wait and see. It could be that he goes back down to 145 and dominates there. I feel that if weight cut is not an issue for him, he should continue to dominate at 145, at least for the very near future. He should win one or two more fights at 145 if he can make that weight cut.